This is case number 12323, Barry W. and Virginia L. Walls. They seek a special use exception for a garage studio apartment, section 115-4, 115-23, and 115-210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Peterkins Road, approximately 0.3 miles south of Springfield Road. The 911 address is 22424 Peterkins Road, Georgetown. The zoning district is AR1. Tax parcel is 234-8.00-39.02. Staff notes there are no letters of support, no letters in opposition, and zero mail returns. The applicant is seeking a special use exception for an existing garage studio apartment under 800 square feet.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Virginia L. Walls, 22424 Peterkins Road, Georgetown, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. You can go to the podium. If you have any exhibits, you can send them down to Mr. Whitehouse at the end.
I told her if she wants to refer to them as she's talking.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Okay, that's fine. So I'll pass them down while you're talking.
Get started. Okay. We have an apartment above a garage. It's been there for 16 years. We've never had any problems with the neighbors or what have you. We thought we were in compliance because of the occupancy permit that we have, and apparently we weren't. So we're just asking to, you know, let this thing go. There's pictures there. Showing that there is, you can't see to our neighbors. It's wooded on both sides. We've never had a problem with anything.
What brought you here tonight? What happened that?
Well, they said we didn't have the occupancy permit to have a stove in there. And like I said, we had this, so I assume we were okay.
Can we see that? Can we pass that down, please? So you got a building permit when you built it?
Oh, yeah.
And was the apartment always been there?
Yeah, it's been for 16 years.
And when the county came out, they inspected it?
We're in the process of selling our home.
Okay.
So I guess whoever said that there wasn't a final permit for it. So I went digging and I found the occupancy permit, but they said it didn't mean that we could have a stove. Well, it's been approved for an apartment, you know, is what we thought. My son moved there because my husband was given 5 years to live and we couldn't handle it anymore.
Okay.
You know, so we needed help on mm-hmm. the property is why we did this.
So ma'am, when you got that, they came out and inspect that and saw the stove and everything and then they gave you this?
It's been so long, to tell you the truth, I don't remember. I just know we ended up with the permits.
Did you have a stove in it when you started right off with it the first
yeah.
time? You always had one there, 16 years.
Yeah, my son and his wife and two kids were there.
So to clarify, having looked at the text on the permit, it refers to second floor addition. So it was not being approved as a separate unit from the look of the permit. We don't have the full documentation of that file available to us on the file, but we could locate it.
So they're just saying it's been approved for second floor. That's it.
Correct. As an
right.
addition.
We weren't aware of that.
Okay.
You know.
And
but it's been there, like I said, 16 years.
Okay. Are there any questions from the board member? Any board member? Jamie?
Oh. You built this? Did you build this or was this?
No, we had contractor.
It was there.
No, I mean, did you own the property and then decided to build this?
Yes.
Okay.
How long have you owned the property, ma'am?
Since 82.
Thank you.
Mr. Sharp?
Thank you, Madam Chair. This, I want to make sure I'm understanding. The property is approximately 3 acres. Is that correct?
Just, yeah, it's a little under.
All right. And do you have a designated parking space for the occupant of that apartment?
Oh, yeah.
And I think your application said that it was under 800 square feet. I just want to make sure that's correct,
yes,
that the living space there is under 800 square feet. And what is in the neighborhood? Is it residential? Is it farmland? Mm-hmm. What's
just
around you?
Residentials. We're pretty far apart.
And I think your testimony was that you hadn't received any complaints from neighbors about
correct
the use that you've done this. And has it been occupied as an apartment for 16 years?
Yeah.
All right, I have no further questions, Madam Chair.
Are there any other questions from the board? Are there any persons here in favor of the application? Is there anyone here against the application? Hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
I move that we approve case number 12324. The requested special use exemption pending
323.
I mean, sorry, 323. Sorry. As the proposed will not substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties.
Okay, we have a motion.
Second.
And a second. Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Corman?
Aye.
Mr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
And aye for the reasons. So with a vote of 5-0, it's approved.
Okay. Thank you very much.